Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening. Good evening, listening audience. It's Friday evening. We've made it all the way through the week of sharing Sheriff's 365 information with you. And again, I want to thank my grandson, as he does every time we come on these airways, introducing this show to our listening audience, to the 47,000-plus people who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in to our shows. Obviously, it must be something worthwhile that we're sharing, as so many people would not have listened. And we thank you for being able to be on these airways. We are now getting ready to share with you today Surge 365 Wealth Builder Academy. And again, I have the lovely Miss Victoria Falk on the line with me to be able to share our presentation that we're going to share with you today. And Surge 365 Wealth Builders Academy is a program that the company's created to help people be able to get to the point where they can earn a six-figure income in this company. So, Ms. Falk, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Jahi. Glad to talk to you tonight.
Okay, great. So let's give people some of the highlights of what this Wealth Builders Academy was created to do and why it was designed. First of all, people that are instructors in the Wealth Builders Academy have earned over $100,000 a year. That means you're not going to be mentored or instructed by somebody that's going to be trying to tell you how to do something, but somebody that has actually done it, which I think is very, you know, important, because, you know, a lot of people can read a book and tell you how to do something, but I want to learn from the person that's actually done it, not who's trying to tell me how they think it can be done. And I think that's very valuable. And so how do you feel about this Wealth Builders Academy? And let's get people some nuggets here that they can benefit from in terms of if they get involved in our company and be able to participate in the Wealth Builders Academy, what would it mean for them and their business?
Yes, definitely. I am so very excited about this Wealth Builders Academy. And I mean, you know, let's be real. How many of us have had the opportunity, you know, to grow up talking about wealth? I mean, you know, there may be some folks out there, but in the home that I was raised in, we weren't talking about building wealth. We were talking about making ends meet, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul and staying afloat, you know. So it's awesome to be in the midst, to have the information available. And that's what the Wealth Builders Academy does. It levels the playing field. So whether you come from a place of affluence or whether you're someone like me where, you know, I've come from, you know, a neighborhood where the conversation was who got killed, who got shot, who got arrested. So to be able to get this information from the Wealth Builders Academy puts me in a great advantage to win and succeed with business. And as you said, Mr. Jahi, it's awesome to be trained by people who have done it, you know, people who have six-figure income. So you're not wondering if it's going to work. You know, it's figuring out how to make it work for you. And it's not a whole lot of figuring out, because they're giving you step by step. A lot of people look for the shortcut in success. Well, I can tell you there's no shortcut, but this is the closest you get to a shortcut. Because to have someone tell you, you know, what they did as far as their mindset, how they developed the will to win, what their daily routine was, you know, and to be able to follow step by step, it really cuts down the time. It also, you know, it's like having someone stand along the path with a sign saying turn left, turn right, go straight 2 blocks, you know, so your GPS was success, definitely. And being able to have access to these videos, you know, when you enroll in the Wealth Builders Academy, you have access to these videos from your computer. You can watch them again and again and again. I suggest you sit and take notes. And, you know, incredible videos about recruiting, about mindset, you know, about building a team, all the things that you need to have a successful business, they're breaking these things down. So I think it's really great, Mr. Jahi, that we have access to these videos.
Yes, you know, it's really great. I mean, I remember looking the other day at one with Mr. Nakia Muhammad out of the Michigan area, and he talked about mindset development training, and he talked about builders and bridges. And, you know, and it was a very, very important training because so often one of the things that people make the mistake of doing in network marketing is they think they need everybody. And as Mr. Randy Gage says, you introduce your opportunity to everybody, but you don't want everybody. And it sounds contradictory, but as Mr. Nakia Muhammad says, there's some people that are builders and there's some people that are bridges. They lead you. A bridge is a person that will lead you to a builder. There's somebody who, yes, you shared the opportunity with, and like, wow, they gung-ho, they ready to embrace it, they ready to do it. And then sometimes you share it with people, and, you know, they sign up, but, you know, you get a little frustrated because they're not doing as much as what you would like for them to do, and they might be a bridge that leads you to other people that get involved and take the business to the next level. So it's important to learn those different things in terms of who's a bridge, who's a builder. And they got people that will lead you to that's a bridge that will lead you to a builder. I mean, it's the same in almost in any business. I mean, me and my wife, when we ran our culture center, we had some people who would enroll their children, and then we had some people who did not enroll their children but would tell other family members they found a wonderful program, but maybe they couldn't afford, you know, to pay to come, but they would tell other people about it, and those people would send their children and pay the fees to come. So they was a bridge, and, you know, we couldn't get frustrated that they didn't do what we would like for them to do. It just wasn't for them, but they led us to other people. So I thought that was very, very powerful training by Mr. Nakia Muhammad in the Wealth Builders Academy, because too often in network marketing, we like for everybody that we share information with to sign up, to go off, you know, and take full advantage of the company. And, I mean, you know, on one hand, you know, that's nice and that's ideal, but on the other hand, as reality sits in, you know, we offer it to everybody, but it's not for everybody, and we have to learn how to make that distinction so that you don't get frustrated in the process looking at someone who might be a bridge that leads you to a building. You need to know how to abstract what you need to be able to get from them to lead you to the next point.
Yes, definitely. And what you said is so powerful for a couple of reasons. One, because it's awesome training and it helps people to be realistic during the process. And two, as I'm listening to you speak, I'm saying, well, Mr. Muhammad is not your upline and he's not my upline. But see, that's the beautiful thing about the Wealth Builders Academy. It's not about who directly sponsored you, who brought you into the business, who introduced you to the opportunity. You have access to all of the leaders, you know, which is awesome. When I first started network marketing back in my previous company, you know, I was attached to my upline director. And I was of the mindset that I could not get information from anywhere else. But the Wealth Builders Academy is so powerful because you have access to leaders all over the country, all over the country. And as we said, who are successful, who are doing well, and you're not limited to your direct sponsor or to your direct upline. You are able to connect via these trainings, via these videos, to the leader that you respect, to the leader that you admire, to the leader who you feel has great information that you want to follow. So that's so very important, because a lot of times you have folks get involved with, you know, network marketing, and their concern is, well, what if I want to pass my upline? What, you know, what if I'm running fast and I have an upline who, you know, is not trying to build as quickly? So the beauty of this Wealth Builders Academy is you are not limited by the person who signed you up. You know, I was mentioning to you earlier that the person who introduced me to network marketing disappeared on me shortly after I paid. I paid for the business opportunity. You know, this wasn't someone that I can turn to for training or, you know, for assistance or motivation or anything. But the beauty of the Wealth Builders Academy is that information is always available to you. It's available to you as often as you need it and as much as you need. So I think that's just very awesome, Mr. Jahi, that you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, the founder of our company, the chief visionary officer, Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, you know, he wants people to have access to information that will help them succeed. He says because one of the problems he sees is there's people that have great potential that never get started, and there's other people that have great potential that get started but don't know which way to go. And so he created the Wealth Builders Academy so, you know, to answer those two dilemmas. I mean, you know, we have people that get excited, they come to a presentation, they pay their money, they join, they're all excited, but because this is a new field and a new industry for them, they don't know which way to go. And sometimes, you know, the information that some people give them, as you were saying, your person disappeared on you, might not be consistent with the company. But by having a Wealth Builders Academy, what it does is make sure that the information is consistent in terms of being able to help that new person comes in to know which way to go. Because the most important thing is the same with you take on a new job and they give you a job description. Yeah, there's a job description, but there's usually somebody, you know, anybody that's ever worked on a job, there's usually somebody there that, you know, if you stay and you're successful working for that particular employer, there's usually somebody there that takes you under their wing and shows you, quote unquote, shows you the ropes, shows you which way to go, what to do, what not to do, you know, how to keep from getting fired. Or as people used to always say, you know, cover your behind, how to cover your behind. And then, you know, there's somebody that takes you under the wing and show you how to do that. So Coach wanted with the Wealth Builders Academy for when a new person comes in, so, you know, for us to have a consistent way to show people how to move forward and progress. And so that's so great. And, you know, for the people out there that's listening, you know, again, this is another one of the tools that we have in Surge 365 to help you become successful. So you're not just investing your money, joining a company, and it's like you pay, voila. And what I do next? I don't know. Go figure it out. You know, we don't put you in that kind of dilemma or situation. So that's why, you know, I'm really, really excited about this as another tool that, you know, that we have. And another video on there that I really like is what Ms. Juliet St. John, she talks about the law of large numbers. She's letting people know up front, you got to go through the numbers. Network marketing, building your own business, it's about numbers, how to work the numbers and make the numbers work for you. And that, you know, because too often, as we said the other day when we shared about the 3 and 3 program, is that most people, when they join network marketing, is that the average person usually brings on 3 to 5 people. And so that's why, again, with our 3 and 3 program, it fits right into that where get 3 and help 3 get 3 and so on and so on and so on, and you can have a path towards success. But, you know, as you begin to position yourself in the company, you need to know how the numbers work. You need to know that you got to talk to masses of people and share information, and everyone's not going to embrace it. But if you talk to 10 and you get 9 no's and 1 yes, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But too often some people are focused so much on the 9 no's that they'll forget about 1 yes. And
definitely.
I think about that large numbers, and I think back to when I was in college, and a friend of mine was talking to one friend, and we was talking about dating. And the guy says, man, you always have a date for the weekend. And the other guy told the guy, he says, I talk to more people. I ask more people for a date than you do. You talk to 3 people. 3 people tell you no, and so you don't have no date. He said, you don't know about the 19 people that told me this weekend, no, they didn't want to go out with me. He said, but I talked to 20, and somebody said, yeah, I'll go out with you. But again, that was another example at the time, the law of large numbers. And so, you know, we have to go through the numbers. And, you know, so that's another powerful training that's in there.
Definitely, Mr. Jahi. And as I was listening to you, you mentioned consistency a couple of times. And you know how very important that is to our business. And Juliet St. John, like you said, she talks about the law of the large numbers. And it was exciting to see, you know, during our first international convention, the duplication of the system. As she spoke, as she's been teaching and training about going through the numbers, we were able to see the new leaders in our team, in our company, who just came in and so quickly were able to build. You know, we have a gentleman out there where in his first 2 weeks in the business, he was able to earn $4,000 in bonus money. Bonus money. I'm talking about in addition to the regular commission. Just following the system as Juliet St. John laid it out. And he duplicated by getting his team to follow the system. And that's what these videos help. Like you said, they are a powerful tool. So imagine you, whether you're a new person, you know, whether you have a little experience, whatever your experience level, being able to have access to these videos and being able to share them with your team, being able to sit with the people that you personally sponsored and to watch these videos and to talk about the videos and actually provide training for your downline so that you are able to duplicate yourself. And as we know in network marketing, if you don't duplicate yourself, it's like you have a job. If you want to build a nice residual income, you want to have people that are running and building as you are running and building. And these videos from the Wealth Builders Academy help you to do that because the training is consistent, like you said, and it builds that duplication of those people who want to run. Because as you said, it's very true. Everybody's not going to want to build the same way. But those who want to, the information is there. And what I love about the videos also is that, see, it helps you to stay realistic. As you're pushing towards your goal and things don't happen as quickly as you want it or need it to happen, it's easy to say to yourself, oh, my goodness, this isn't happening for me. Am I doing something wrong? Am I saying something wrong? You know, should I have done it this way? We get a little anxious when it's not taking place within our time frame. But when you're able to watch these videos and see that it is a process and see that you might not get everyone, but of the people that you do have, they're going to go out and build, just continue the process. So it's really awesome, and it keeps you focused, and it keeps you realistic. Back to you, Mr. Jahi.
All right, all right. It's a great, great program to assist people. And also, what it does, it helps you be able to stay focused on something that's so, so important. And we're going to do a whole show around this when our show's next week. It's staying focused on your why. And you're going to hear me next week when we do that. We're going to go really in depth to, but you got to have a why for what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing. And when you don't have a why, see, it can't be, well, I'm just going to try this to see if I make a few dollars. It's got to be connected to something deeper than that in your life in terms of your why. Your why's got to be a driving reason for why you're involved in something, because that's what's going to keep you going and keep you pushing forward when you get through the tough times, when you go through them days, just like, oh, my goodness, why am I doing this? You know, it's like, seems like nothing's working right today. I mean, you're going to have those days, so we're not trying to glamorize it, telling you that everything is going to be perfect and it's all going to be lily-nilly, and you, every day you're going to wake up and you're not going to have the same problems that you have in life. You're going to still have those, but you'll have a reason to fight through them, because when you have your why and you know what your why is, and you have what I call your, and what Mr. John D. LeMay calls your rollover why, where he says you roll over why, you roll over in the morning, get up out the bed, you know, reciting your why. Why am I getting up to go do what I got to do today? I mean, and that's so, so important because it gives you the drive to push through and strive. But if you're just doing it to earn a few dollars, and you really, technically, if that's all you want to do, you can go get a job, because you can get a job. They help you pay. They'll give you a few dollars, but it won't give you the lifestyle that you want or the other things that you want. And so your why is a very, very important thing, and the Wealth Builders Academy helps you connect your why to your activity.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, that was one of the first things that I picked up from the training, is focusing on the why and how important it is to have a purpose and a vision. And I actually have my why written down. You know, I carry my paper with me with my date on it, you know, to reach my goals. And, you know, my daughter is my why. She asked me, you know, what was going to happen to her when I died. And being able to build a profitable network marketing business is my goal, so that I can leave it to my child. And, you know, watching these videos where they stress the importance of vision and purpose let me know that not only did I need to be aware of my why, but I need to have it in front of me. Because every time, you know, Dr. Chris Coakley, he's another awesome trainer, he always talks about writing down your goals and having it with you, carrying them with you, so that when someone asks you, what are your goals, you're not just trying to tell them, but you can actually pull them out from a piece of paper and read them off. So I've gotten into the habit of doing that. I have my why written down. I have my goals written down. I have the date that I want to accomplish different things. And as you said, it's not always easy, and, you know, we have our up and down challenges, but I pull out my paper and I sit and I read it and I remember, you know. And as Eric Worre says, network marketing may not be perfect, but it's better. You know, it is truly a better way. And when we have access to these trainings, it makes it accessible for everyone who's interested in the industry. You know, as you mentioned earlier, with Coach Tomer being our visionary founder, and, you know, just letting folks know that those people with potential who don't get started, a lot of time it's fear. It's fear of the unknown. It's fear that they can't succeed. It's fear that they won't know what to do. But the fact that we have this step-by-step, you know, academy, via the internet with these videos, those of you out there who are considering the industry, you know that you have the information to help you succeed. So the question now is, what will you do? Will you tap into it? You know, will you get started? It's not something that you fail in. You know, we don't have quota system telling you that you have to produce a certain number by a certain time. It's you, your will to succeed and your drive. And the Wealth Builders Academy is a wonderful vehicle to help you get where you want to get. This awesome, Mr. Jahi. So glad to be, you know, able to talk about the Wealth Builders Academy tonight and let folks know that they don't have to be fearful. You know, the information is there, and it's just a matter of them taking advantage of it.
So true, so true, so true. And, you know, we want to thank everybody again for tuning in today. And we will be back on Sunday. We have no show tomorrow for Saturday. And we'll be back on Sunday, and we will be sharing some information about how to really focus on your why and how to find your why now, so that you can know why you want to do something and something that can hold you accountable to what it is that you want to be able to achieve and do. And with that said, we're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. Listen to the words of this song. Let it resonate for you for the weekend as you think about the things that you want to do so that you can make it your time. All right. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Have a little technical difficulty here with the internet connection. Hopefully the theme song will play before we shut down. Our program's about to shut down here in the next minute or two. But again, we want to thank people for tuning in, whether the song plays or not. And we will be broadcasting again on Sunday. God bless you.
Have a good night.
Night.